If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
Good. You?
Never better. Never better. You were on my hot dog eating team, right?
Yes. Okay, yes, I was.
How many did you eat?
I ate, I believe, 14 of them.
Oh no. Did you feel that? Was it rough after? That's a lot of food.
Yeah, I didn't have hot dogs for a while.
Okay. I just love what you're doing. And the fact that you've taken something so heart-wrenching that's changed the life of you and your family and put that in motion based on the inspiration of your lovely daughter is just fantastic. And the charity BeARuby.org is gaining steam. Let's talk a little bit about that, BeARuby.org, and how fantastic this has been for you.
Yeah. So about a year ago is when we really started getting going. We got all the paperwork rolling and everything. December was the first month that we did our event we call Feeding Our Neighbors, which is we go downtown and we cook food and bring clothing and supplies to the homeless. Our first one was down in a park. I can't remember the name of it. And we had probably about 40 people at the first one. I remember it was like 10 degrees out, super cold. And we moved per request of some of the people that we were helping down there to Division and Cherry, by where some more of the shelters and stuff were. And from there, we're upwards now of serving 125 to 150 people a month.
Okay, so this is Blossom to get money from the public, buy food and clothing for the homeless. Money from the public, food and clothing for the homeless. Wash, rinse, repeat, right?
Yes, and there are some other events coming up too that we're doing. We try around the holidays to pick some families in need to bring them meals. We're going to do 2 families in November around Thanksgiving. And then another big event we're going to be doing too is we're going to give Christmas to a family at the DeVos Children's Hospital. So we will be picking a family right around Christmas time and just bringing them gifts.
Ruby's heart was one where this is something that was right up her alley, right? You took the inspiration from her being the sweet soul that she was when she was with us and kind of like transferred that to you to be able to do all this, correct?
Yeah. So that's kind of where it came from. Was she was the kind of person that would find that kid that nobody's playing with and go be friends with them. Everybody was her friend. And nobody was different in her eyes. And so the way that she lived and did that was very much an inspiration of going out and helping these people that we help.
And that put this all into motion. You guys didn't have anything planned like this prior, right?
No. When I started looking into things that I could do to, a lot of it is to sidetrack my mind from things that, you know, I'm always, you know, thinking about and stuff, and kind of putting that into motion into something good. And I have a passion for food and stuff. And she had a passion for the generosity and being kind to people. So when you put those together, you know, this was a no-brainer once we came up with the idea.
In a short amount of time, a lot of people have kind of gravitated, offered help when they could. I know that when you and I sat down, it was about 3 minutes. And I was like, well, this is something, I'm so delighted that you've approached me about getting behind something like this. I'm guessing this has been happening a lot where people are like rushing to support you, either in their actions or if they're donating something or time or talent, people are coming out of the woodwork to help you guys.
Yes. Once we started really rolling with this, I had no problem finding volunteers to come down and help serve. I had no problem finding volunteers to help find, you know, the clothing and donate clothing and that kind of thing. And especially the monetary value that has come in has been far more than I ever expected. We reached our goal of what my board put together as kind of like a budget that we wanted to hit this year. We hit that in end of May.
Wow.
So, yeah, we definitely surpassed what we thought we were going to be at.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Yeah. And that's rather quickly too, to be able to get that done. And I see the pictures of your family there, and there's sweet Ruby right there.
Yep.
And that's been the inspiration to build this. So what you've, and what we're doing is encouraging people to go to bearuby.org, which all this will be in the notes of this podcast, this video, live stream, whatever, and check this out and be able to see what's up. Like if you click on our supporters, you've got a number of people that who've been helping you guys when it comes to supporting you. There's ways you can do that by people can volunteer, offer support, fundraising, and on and on and on. This has just taken off for you guys, and you've done an amazing job with it, really.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. We, last month, actually it was this month. It was last weekend. Actually, we, distributed over 150 items of clothing. On top of that, we also have, anywhere from toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, all that kind of stuff that we always have on our trailer that we put out for them. So, being that we're growing that fast, getting clothes and the supplies right now is our big task at hand.
Okay. And that's the perfect time to mention that. The clothing drive that you have here on October 29th, that's a big one coming up, right?
Yes. We're hoping, like I said, we went through over 150 pieces of clothing and my trailer is kind of empty, especially on some of the bigger stuff that we need, including the jeans, hoodies, coats, socks, that kind of thing. I'm running really low. So I'm hoping that, we've kind of done clothing drives along with a couple of things, and now making this clothing drive the main focus, I'm hoping to get a couple months worth of clothing on this drive.
So are we talking gently used? Are we talking not used at all? What is the exact specifications that you need?
So we will take any gently used and stuff. We would like washed, especially if you have animals with all the dog hairs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so if it's washed before it's brought in.
Okay.
But our big concerns right now are jeans, hoodies, t-shirts, and then socks and underwear.
Okay.
And that is our big stuff we're running out of right now.
Okay. So that is coming up in the West Michigan area, Saturday, October 29th. All the information is at bearuby.org. And then, of course, when it comes to serving food, are you feeding our neighbors? You got the November 12th one. That's at the corner of Division and Cherry in Grand Rapids. What do you want for that? Do you want money? Do you want volunteers? What are you looking for, Harry?
Both would be helpful. We average about 15 volunteers, and we do a pretty good job with that. And we're getting to the colder months. So we might work on being able to rotate some people in and out. So not the whole time.
Okay.
So the more we get, the easier we can make it for our volunteers.
Do you want them to contact you through the website?
Yeah, that would be awesome. If our email is on there, it's hrisley@bearuby.org. Just say, hey, I'm willing to volunteer this month, and then just shoot me an email. We also post it on our Facebook page. We have a bearuby.org Facebook page, and we post our events probably the week of. And a lot of times people will just say, hey, I'm coming out, that kind of thing. So, just giving us a heads up.
So you've got the Saturday, November 12th, and then Saturday, December 10th, and then Saturday, January 14th. Is there any that I'm missing there, or is that the three big ones?
Nope. And then we normally do the second Saturday of every month.
Okay. Second Saturday of every month. And okay. So with that, you're seeing, it's a great opportunity for, like if you have a child who you want to maybe impress upon them, the generous nature of this, that's a great bonding experience with your kids. And my gosh, you're looking at what, maybe an hour and a half of time on a Saturday?
Yeah. Normally we're setting up between 10:30 and 10:45. And last month I was on the road heading home by 12:15.
So you've just got the grill and the food that you haul over there. You're going to need help with setting up, things like that.
Yeah. We have a pretty good process going. So it's kind of easy. It's like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And the volunteers, they're very, very helpful at getting all that going. We set up in 10 minutes to have everything going. So it's really nice.
Awesome. And I know that at bearuby.org, there are ways you can donate, Venmo, PayPal, donate here button. It's all there. And this is of course, a 501c3 charity. As you maybe consider for future giving or monthly giving or end of year giving, whatever it may be. I love how it came out of a place of sadness and grief, but yet, I mean, I don't say I love that, but how it came from there to what it is now is absolutely outstanding and amazing. I just love the story.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's stay in touch and do this again and talk about the next one coming up. And I'd love to see you at one of these, on any one of these given Saturdays. So you can count on me being there and whoever else we can get, okay? Harry?
Sounds good.
Okay, what time do we start on Saturdays too?
I'm normally there between 10:30 and 10:45.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Harry, I appreciate you. Give my best to the family, and I hope that bearuby.org continues to grow. Thank you so much for the time, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.